Now, we've seen some crazy scenes in Melbourne the last couple of days, haven't we?
Yeah, the CFMEU protests about they don't want to get vaccinated if they have to work, amongst many other demands. It's an unstoppable, angry crowd. They said they're going to turn up every day until their demands are met. Here are some of them from the news last night.
Well, why should we put us poison into our bodies?
This is not Australia. That's right. Tip your head. Put your head down, senior.
How is that fair? I'm on my knees. And it's not right.
Wow. I struggle to get a tradie at home. I'm thinking about holding a protest there this afternoon. If there's any carpenters, bring a hammer. Electrician, bring your pliers and a plumber. Just a box cutter, please.
If you go out to the mailbox and get bashed with a loud hailer, you brought it on yourself, mate. You really did.
But hey. Only way to get tradies around.
Being crazy. So they were riding outside their own union office, weren't they, Flanner? Yeah. CFMEU.
Yeah, pegging at their own bosses. I thought that was highly amusing. Look, Luke Boner hosts the night shift right across Australia every night. And Luke, you talk to these blokes all the time. What's the latest?
Okay, well, it's a big fight going on at the moment. And Victoria has shut down its construction industry, probably for 2 weeks. And the point is, that's going to cost about $2 billion, God knows how much in wages. Mm. And the question is, could this have been avoided? Now, today, it's very much a tale of two cities, because Sydney workers and New South Wales workers are going back to work very happy. New South Wales construction sites are back to full capacity today, and that's so long as workers meet vaccine requirements. So what the problem is, once again, mandatory vaccination. In Melbourne, they were absolutely spewing about this, saying, why should we have mandatory vaccination? And, of course, there are lots of other businesses, there are lots of other companies that have said mandatory vaccination or you don't work here anymore. And I think that's a relevant argument to have. But what we saw with the violence in Melbourne was unbelievable. But they've shut down the whole shebang, because it's not just because of this. It's because they weren't being trusted. They had building sites that were not observing COVID-19 social distancing laws. Mm. And so they said, okay, well, your luncheon sheds, they're coming down, because they did tours of building sites and they saw that 4 out of 5 were not upholding the law. So they said, you can't be trusted. Could this have been avoided? I think so. 2 weeks of construction shutdown, my God, that's going to cost Victoria.
They're saying around $1 billion a week, Luke, and there's been 337 COVID cases on 153 job sites. They're saying also within this whole situation, the union boss, John Setka, said, look, there's professional protesters, Nazi gangs in amongst it as well. We're hearing a lot.
And drunks. Yeah, I saw that and I heard that. But mind you, that's John Secker. Just Google John Secker and you can maybe take that with a grain of salt.
He's their
boss too, though. He's the man who's out the front making or sticking up between all these rules. But, you know, let's be honest, Luke, you talk to them, you know, you hear from both sides of the story. It's got to be some part fair. You think of the hospitality industry, the cafes, everybody else who's shut down. This is only one sector of so many sectors that make a country go round.
It didn't have to be shut down, and I think that they've only got themselves to blame. I think it's a valid argument to say, should I lose my job if I don't get vaccinated? That's another topic, and you can talk about that. But it didn't, I don't believe, had to be shut down. John Secker, they're calling him a rollover bloke.
Right.
He said, look, I'm vaccinated. I'm not anti-vaxxer. I'm a vaccinated person. We've got to get on with this. What about the staff at SPC in Shepparton? I mean, that was the first, and everyone was horrified when the staff at SPC said, no jab, you don't have a job. Mm. But now people are getting on with it. So could this been avoided? I reckon so. I mean, you're quite right. $1.1 billion a week. And look, Sydney is getting on with it. Sydney's gone back to work today. Yeah. Now, in Victoria, you've got 2 weeks, $1.1 billion a week. It's an absolute disgrace. People aren't happy. And if you wanted to know exactly how many people were members of the CFMEU that were protesting, a caller this morning said, have a look at their boots. The Blundstone boots are very expensive. Only real tradies wear them. Anyone can get a high-vis shirt, but only real tradies wear the Blundstone.
There we are.
Okay, makes sense.
With all that high-vis, I wouldn't know who's directing me. But I must say, the funniest part for me, they're all middle fingers up and swearing their heads off.
Throwing bottles and everything.
JD bottles, you name it. And then they stop on the top of the Westgate Bridge and decide this is the song they want to sing.
Pick you up, pick you up.
It makes me makes no sense.
Why horses?
Why horses? Why a drippy song? Why not like Pantera Domination? Something like that.
You can see Moonee Valley Racecourse there. It might have been just a tribute to the horses. I don't know.
In the middle of the protest?
Who knows?
Oh, there we go. Hopefully we cleared that up for you.